We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Different, but they beefing right now. We'll see how that unfolds. Jeff Calkins is up next.
Memphis is number one sports place. TheRadio.com app is the official new home of 92.9 FM ESPN. Download it today to listen anytime, anywhere.
It's Derby season, and there's only one thing better than a winning horse. A fine hat from Mr. Hats. Be the best-looking thing in Kentucky since fried chicken. Mr. Hats, 113 South Highland in the Poplar Plaza Shopping Center.
If your wiper blades are worn and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save $8 instantly on a pair of Trico Force wiper blades. Improve visibility and save money with Trico Force wiper blades. Plus, take advantage of O'Reilly Auto Parts' free wiper blade installation. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A short-term loan at Ace Cash Express is an easy way for you to cover unbudgeted expenses, and it's never been more convenient to apply. Come see us at one of our neighborhood locations or visit from your computer or smartphone at acecashexpress.com. Every loan at Ace is backed by a 72-hour satisfaction guarantee. If you change your mind, just bring back the money you borrowed within 72 hours and we'll call it even.
All loans subject to approval. Loans should be used for short-term financial needs and not as a long-term solution. Customers with credit difficulties should seek credit counseling.
Ace Cash Express, earning your trust since 1968.
This is a commercial for Advantage Multi for dogs. Imidacloprid plus moxidectin. That was an elephant. Why is an elephant on a commercial for Advantage Multi? Because an elephant would never forget to give heartworm prevention on the exact same day every month. But you might. Life happens. Fortunately, Advantage Multi forgives if you forget. Heartworm prevention given on the same day every 30 days prevents baby worms from growing into foot-long adults that can live in your dog's heart. With Advantage Multi, if you forget and go over 30 days between treatments, just treat immediately and resume your monthly schedule. Advantage Multi forgives if you forget. Ask your veterinarian or go to AdvantageMulti.com to learn more. Advantage Multi is available only from a licensed veterinarian. Warning, do not administer this product orally. For the first 30 minutes after application, ensure that dogs cannot lick the product from application sites on themselves or other treated animals. Children should not come in contact with the application sites for 2 hours after application. Do not use Advantage Multi for dogs on cats.
One of the scariest things that can happen to a guy is that first morning you wake up, you look in the mirror, and you start to realize you're going thin up top. Two out of every three guys are going to start losing their hair by the age of 35. 35! You're still a young dude at that point. You're going to start losing your hair? Then think about it. A year from now, it's all gone. And everybody used to think that as soon as you start losing your hair, that's it. You can't stop it. It's genetics, it's father time, and there's no way you can prevent it. Well, guess what? That's wrong. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. Prescription solutions backed by science, written by a doctor, delivered to your door. You don't have to lose the flow. Go to 4hims.com/winner and get started for just $5 while supplies last. This would cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. So go to 4hims.com/winner. That's FORHIMS.com/winner. 4hims/winner.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zauner is where you will always save 50% to 80% off mattresses and furniture every day of the week. They don't have sales because they're already less expensive than their competitors. A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau. And when we did the commercial billboard, asked to vote for three consecutive years for the best mattress store in the Memphis area. Your winner all 3 years, it was Sleepy Z's by Michael Zauner. They carry all the top brands like Serta Eye Comfort, Serta Perfect Sleeper, and Simmons Beauty Rest, but they also carry furniture. They got a showroom full of furniture from Signature Design by Ashley and Benchcraft, and a 42-inch kiosk full of furniture for you to browse through as well. So, whatever you need for the home, a mattress or something to furnish your home, you make sure to check Sleepy Z's first. They're located 2790 Kirby Whitman Bartlett at the corner of Summer Avenue next to Hollywood Feed. You want to call Michael? You can reach him at 901-692-6200. 901-692-6200. Mention you heard about him on the Gary Parrish Show. You're going to get an additional 10% off at Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zellner. On the web, sleepyzzzs.com. It's 504. Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. And I'm joined now by your award-winning columnist, Memphis Commercial Pill, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. It's Jeff Calkins. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary.
So, Jeff, do you remember not so long ago you and I would talk against a pretty consistent something of criticism, and we would explain over and over again why a coaching change needed to be made. And among the reasons was money. And that if you just replaced Tubby Smith with Penny Hardaway, your money problems would be fixed just about overnight. Do you remember those conversations?
I do. People criticized us for having them a lot.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how amazingly right were we?
Billion-y.
Seems pretty clear at this point because as
I would say, what is it, 4.7 million, right? What was the number in the story today? I wrote it, but I forgot the number.
I've got the numbers right here, Jeff.
He's got it right here.
At this time last year, according to your reporting, which I trust like it were my own, the Memphis had donations at a level of around $2 million. Right now, it's at $4.86 million, which is an increase of roughly $2.9 million. Now, check this out. Penny Hardaway's salary this year, $1.3 million. Tubby Smith's year one of his buyout this year, it's $1.6 million. If you add 1.3 to 1.6, you got to do this on your iPhone maybe, but if you do it, you're going to get 2.9, which is roughly this amount of increase in donations since the day Penny Hardaway was hired. In other words, Penny Hardaway is already, by May 2nd, paying for himself in year one and the first year of Tubby Smith's buyout. Already on May 2nd.
That's tremendous.
Right.
That's tremendous.
Man, I wish children's boutiques turned it around that quickly. Should we hire Penny Hardaway to run Aiden and I?
Right. Oh.
Kelly, if you're listening, I got a plan. I got a new plan for the store.
I think the Penny line might do pretty well, you know.
You get into some trademark issues there. Which Kelly?
Everyone's doing it. If you go on the web, you can get anything.
You know what?
Get on the edge.
We've actually had this conversation because Kelly was like, we can get anything printed, and I said. You have to do it the right way when it comes to this. She was like, nobody else does it the right way. I said, if it's some guy selling knockoff Memphis stuff or knockoff Penny stuff, that's one thing. It can't be CBS Sports Gary Parrish's wife is selling knockoff Penny Hardaway stuff. Like, it really, maybe Deadspin wouldn't care enough, but like, it really could be a story where it doesn't look great for me.
Right.
And I said, we can't do that. We just have to sell
pirated shirts.
Yeah, we're just going to sell pacifiers and stuff, baby beds.
Yeah, it's what's interesting. So they couldn't tell us exactly how many season tickets. The funny thing is the number that I got was that they're expecting at least between 7,000 and 7,500. But the other thing that I didn't include in there was they said that typically. So not by June 30th will they really have a season ticket number. Last year's was 4,100, basically. But what they said is that there's usually a two, because you don't know how many, like you go ahead and you make the donation, and that entitles you then to buy a certain number of season tickets, right? But people don't know how many they're going to buy or whatever else. But what they normally say is that it's twice the number of the donation, right? Like, so... Well, if that's true, if they're up 2.9 million in donations, that would suggest they'd be up 5.8 million in season tickets. 5.8 million plus 4.1 million gets you to 9.9 million season tickets, and they were conservatively estimating between 7,000 and 7,500. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes. And honestly, it all feeds into like the fact that Malcolm Bandridge committed, like their momentum continues to build. It's not just boom, hired Penny, the end. it will continue to build as they continue to get recruits. And I don't think it's like, okay, that's it. We've cashed in. And, you know, I think people, and then other thing, I think people also decide and take their time. And, you know, they took a while to jump off the bandwagon. And I do think as excitement increases, they'll continue to get more and more donations.
I'm talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. And also, if you put a compelling, you know, like season ticket sales are season ticket sales. People aren't going to walk up in February, you know, in January and buy season tickets. But if you put a compelling product on the court, there is a walk-up crowd to be had. You know, people will go to the games, even people who aren't season ticket holders, if you put a compelling product on the court that is exciting and respectable. And it does appear that they've at least got the roster to do that in ways that they didn't, the previous staff didn't in either of the previous 2 years.
Well, that was the weird thing, is that it used to be, when I moved here to begin with, or when there certainly at various times during the last 22 years, like I would take my kids to Grizzlies games, but not really to Memphis Tiger games, because I didn't know even how to buy season tickets. Like, back in the good old days, it was hard to get individual tickets for Tiger games. Like, it wasn't something I knew was possible or knew how to do it or whatever else. Obviously, now you've had plenty of access to single game season tickets, but I think that's exactly right. Just because they are averaging, listen, if they've got 7,500 season tickets, they will average, you know, whatever, 10,000 people in that building, because I suspect. I mean, let's be honest. They got to 4,100 last year by paper in the damn place. Right. You know, there was one year basically one night that everyone at Hope Church was invited. Just come on, you know. And then they would give out two tickets to faculty members or everybody associated with the university. Just come on for free. And then there's, of course, the students of the band and, like, all that stuff. A lot of that stuff they count, too. So I think they're on track to average, I would think, 10 or north of 10 for this season. You got some good games too, you know, not whatever, but you got some sellouts. Like, Tennessee will be a sellout, I would think, or close to. And so, because they're going to be good. And so, I would suspect that you'll be averaging over 10,000 this year.
And I would continue to pay for the building. Like, I would continue to, I don't think you can just start giving out tickets to, like, anybody who wants them, because then you get into a situation where people are going, like, hey, why am I buying these tickets if anybody right. can get them? But dropping them off at community centers for kids, Boys and Girls Clubs, like, places, like, where you can say, hey, we're not just giving these to anybody. We're trying to get kids, you know, kids that are less fortunate than others, an opportunity to be in a positive environment, and also, you know, trying to create young fans. Because I do think that is a real issue that the past, I don't know, 6 or 7 years of the Grizzlies combined with the 6 or 7 years of the Tigers, I think they've lost the kids. Like, when I was a kid, you know, my basketball team was Memphis State. You know, Keith Lee was Michael Jordan, far as I was concerned. Elliot Perry was Magic Johnson, far as I was concerned. Now, kids don't grow up. Kids grow up now, like, admiring Mike Conley. You know, my kids know Mike Conley. My kids know Marc Gasol. My kids don't know any University of Memphis basketball players right now. And at least one way to maybe flip that is to, you know, get young people from this city in that building however you can. Like, to be clear, I'm not a marketing expert, so, like, there may be serious flaws in my argument. But the more the merrier is my basic premise. Get as many people in that building as you can, because you've got a lot of seats in there.
Right. There's no question. I think that's true. And then it's interesting because even today, like today, Memphis, the Grizzlies hired a new coach, and here we are talking about Memphis basketball right. for two reasons. One is we got the news about the donations, and then the second is Malcolm Dandridge commits. And that suggests, wow, that's how quickly it's turned. I don't think it's turned like that for kids. You know what I mean? Like, even though today, here we are, and I'm sure you've talked about the Grizzlies hired a new coach, but I mean, even though today,
actually,
here we are.
Actually talked to the Grizzlies' new coach.
And you talked to the Grizzlies' new coach. So there you go. So, but here we are also talking about this thing, which goes to show how the momentum that the University of Memphis basketball program has. But that's not trans. I don't think, like, a 12-year-old thinks, oh, you know, this is the people who are excited are the 12-year-olds who are excited are already Memphis fans, are Memphis Tiger basketball fans. The people that are excited are people your age,
right,
and who watch Penny or older, right? And or basically, they're people who are already sort of disengaged Tiger fans, who are current or formerly disengaged Tiger fans who've drifted, but they're not making new ones yet. And you're exactly right. They have to do that.
Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. The other difference with this generation of children is that the world's so much smaller. They're not just growing up admiring Mike Conley and Marc Gasol. It's also LeBron James and Steph Curry and Kevin Durant. Like, they're on TV every night. You know, like, I always hate it. I sound like I'm 70 when I say when I was a kid. But when I was a kid, you couldn't watch Michael Jordan every night.
Every night, no.
Now you can watch Steph Curry every night. You can watch Kevin Durant every night. You can watch LeBron every night. And
who's the most fun, by the way? If you're a kid, if you're a 12-year-old kid,
Steph.
I think you're a 12-year-old kid, you become a Steph fan.
Yeah, not LeBron.
Steph.
I know. I got my two nephews, who both are basketball fans, are Steph Curry fans. I think even more than Grizzlies fans.
Because what he does is so awesome. Like, it's just vomiting in from any. And he's little, like you are. Not you, but like they are. You know, like he's a little guy. He does awesome stuff. He looks like he's having a blast. He's not physically overpowering people. You can relate to it. He's not some giant out there. He is. He's still a pretty large man relative to a lot of people. But he's not some giant out there doing stuff. He's a normal-sized human being, and he's doing just crazy, throwing it in from wherever. It took him exactly 11 seconds after coming back from an injury to hit a try. Like, you know, and there he is again. Bango. It's just fantastic.
Plus, he's very likable. And I don't even mean that I'm not around Steph Curry every day. When I was around him when he was in college, I did find him to be likable. But he may be a jerk behind closed doors. I have no idea. I don't believe that. I'm just allowing it as a possibility. But from a distance, he seems very likable.
Yeah.
He looks normal. He's got a not only a beautiful wife, but she's fun. She's incredibly likable. The kids are as cute as can be. Like, there's really nothing. Like, there are people out there who hate LeBron James. There are people out there who hate Kevin Durant. There are people who hate Russell Westbrook. I don't really think there's this anti-Steph Curry thing anywhere.
I hate the Warriors, but I don't hate Steph. I hate the Warriors, but I don't hate Steph.
Right. I think LeBron James is the best player in the world. I think Steph Curry is the most popular player with kids in the world.
Right. Well, you can imagine a Steph Curry doll, right? Like, easily. He could be translated into a doll, right? Easily.
I wish I had one.
Where's LeBron? He's not a doll. Like, he's LeBron.
I would love to have a LeBron doll,
love a LeBron
by the way.
Doll too, right?
That's what she said.
If I had a LeBron doll, I would sleep with it every night.
That's what she said.
I swear. What if Kelly posted a picture on Instagram of me sleeping with my LeBron doll?
That's so good.
You better not let Amazon sell a LeBron doll, because I will buy that in the next commercial break.
You can sell those at the store.
LeBron James doll.
Yeah,
come on.
So much better than the Michael doll.
There's a 10-inch
greatest doll ever, really.
It's much more overpowering.
Let's be honest. Doll never had a Scottie Pippen doll.
No.
You know, that doll never had a, you know.
I just found one.
Oh, boy.
And I just bought one.
You just bought a LeBron doll?
Yep.
You did not.
Is it a full-size blow-up doll, or is it like a...
No, it's not a full-size blow-up doll. What is it? How much did you pay?
What if I had a LeBron James blow-up doll?
That would be wild.
What's the LeBron doll look like?
Okay.
Is it a plush doll?
I'll tell you what it looks like.
What is it?
You remember when the Grizzlies did that Z-Bo doll?
Oh, yeah. Like a little...
It looks exactly like that.
I got that. I could sleep with Z-Bo every night.
Stuffed LeBron.
It looks exactly like that, but it's got... but it's LeBron, so it's got like less criminal charges.
it doesn't come with a little net
weed bag.
Right.
It's like a weed bag.
what if the Z-Bo, like, I need to get a little pull stick for my Z-Bo doll. Like, he just holds it every once in a while. I threaten Lou with it. Louis starts acting up, and I'll be like, I'll get that Z-Bo doll. He'll beat your ass with his pull stick. Do you want me to get the Z-Bo doll? Throw one more Apple TV remote in the toilet, and the Z-Bo doll is coming for you with his pull stick. I don't know why I don't use the Z-Bo doll to discipline my kids.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because we've reached that point where it's not socially acceptable to be like, yeah, I spank my kids.
Oh.
But I wonder if you could get away with it if...
Z-Bo doll.
It's a Z-Bo doll.
Is it the plush LeBron James 10-inch?
Yes, 10-inch LeBron.
As it were.
That's what she said.
I was in a tough spot, though, last night watching LeBron because, on one hand, my king was out there winning a basketball game that he was not supposed to win. Our king, your king.
Yeah, respect your king.
On the other hand, it came at the expense of, like, really one of my favorite people who is also a basketball player, Fred VanVleet, missing shot at the end of regulation and shot at the end of overtime. He did it twice. I felt sick for him. I actually sent him like an note of encouragement after the game. That's how sick I felt for him.
No.
I was like, Fred, you're gonna be all right. I didn't know what to do. I felt bad.
Send that man a LeBron doll.
I should send him a LeBron doll. I'll order two.
No, do not. Do not send him a LeBron doll. That'd be a bad form.
No. It is.
If they don't come back and win the series, honestly, it's not going to work out for him. Like, I mean, I don't mean broadly speaking, but that's the only way you can get off the hook for that. Because otherwise you lost that game. I mean, there were lots of reasons they lost the game, but if he did one of those damn shots, they would have won the game. So unless they come back and win the series, it's his fault.
And at this point in his life, he has now taken three big stage win-the-game three-pointers. His college career ended. He's playing that Kentucky team when they're he missed that. So he got a good look, missed it. Kentucky wins. Wichita State season's over. Then last night he's got one at the end of regulation, misses it. He's got one in the final seconds of overtime, misses it. So he's like 0-for-3 in that spot.
Yeah, Fred, make a shot.
Stop throwing it to Fred VanVleet.
Yeah, maybe that's the lesson, right? Like, hey, DeMar, DeMar DeRozan, since you're the All Star, maybe you try to win. Maybe you try to win this thing.
Exactly right.
Talking to Jeff Coggins here, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Any scenario you could imagine Drake beating up Kendrick Perkins?
Well, only if he had a Zeebo doll. Then it's possible because Kendrick would see that doll and run. No, like, that was insanity. What the hell was that about? Like, first of all, I just think it is, it's just, I actually found myself on Team Kendrick Perkins there last night. Like, come on. Like, it's ridiculous. The whole thing's ridiculous.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, it's one thing to just be mouthing with your boys. Like, apparently he's tight with LeBron, he's tight with Kelly Oubre, he's tight with John Wall. So they're just going back and forth. Like, it doesn't appear he and Kendrick Perkins are boys. And so you're mouthing with Kendrick Perkins, who is, like, really the only person allowed to talk crazy to Kendrick Perkins is Zach Randolph. Like, he's off limits to everybody else. And there's Drake talking crazy to Kendrick. And then, like, it becomes clear, like, hey, Kendrick doesn't think this is funny. And Drake challenges him to a fight, which is, like, taking it. Like, I would be talking crazy. Like, if you make me Drake for a day. I would maybe still, if I'm just having fun, talking crazy to everybody, Kendrick Perkins including. But once it becomes clear that Kendrick Perkins ain't playing with me anymore, I shut up. But not only did Drake not shut up, he actually followed him and reportedly challenged him to a fight. He said, he yelled at one of the Cavaliers, "Tell your boy," meaning Kendrick, "I'm here in real life." What does that even mean? I'm here in real life, by the way.
Means I'm here to fight you.
I'm here in real life. I've never said that to anybody. I'm going to start saying that, though, immediately.
Yeah.
Like tonight, I'm going to walk in my
house. I'm here in real life. I walk in yourself and say, Kelly, I'm here in real life.
I'm here in real life. Like, what? Like, you get into any of these little discussions, like, Oliver, pick up your Legos. I don't want to pick up my Legos. Son, I am here in real life. I'm here in real life. Like Drake was there in real life. I'm here in real life.
Yeah.
Like, in real life means not where we're both under the scrutiny on the basketball court.
Like, it's serious.
It's like let's take it outside. Real life is like, take it outside. Yeah. That's what it means to Drake.
Hey, let's do a segment where we're just three old white guys trying to figure out what rappers mean when they say things. I think I'm here in real life means, hey, this ain't no make-believe stuff. I'm here in real life. If you want to do this, I'm here in real life. I'm not playing with you right now, Kendrick Perkins. I'm here in real life. I can't wait to tell everybody in my house tonight that I'm here in real life.
Honey, I'm here in real life.
Every time somebody even looks at me, like,
why are you looking at me like
hey,
that?
Hey, Gary, how's it going, man? Nice to see you.
Anytime, because when you have multiple young kids, well, Lou's too young. He can't question anything right now. But, like, Oliver can question everything, and Aiden can question everything, and they both do. Every time somebody questions me tonight, I'm going to be like, yo, I'm here in real life. Do you think this is playtime? I'm here in real life, and you're not Kendrick Perkins?
Maybe
you are 4 years old. I'm Kendrick Perkins.
And I'm here in real life.
Yeah, I'm basically Kendrick Perkins in this setup.
Yeah.
I'm here in real life. Pick your Legos up. Talking to Jeff Caucus here, 92.9 FM, ESPN. I want to circle right back to the University of Memphis because we got way off track there. I forgot what we were talking about. But Malcolm Dandridge did commit since this show started. He is, according to 24/7 Sports, the 130th best prospect in the class of 2019. As I pointed out earlier, there are only three top 150 prospects in the entire state of Tennessee in the class of 2019, and all three go to East High School. It's James Wiseman, Chandler Lawson, and Malcolm Dandridge. And the reason this is great is, A, not just because they got a top 150 player, which is something the previous staff couldn't do, but it's, like, not supposed to be the prize of anything. He's just a guy in the class. That's all Malcolm Dandridge is supposed to be. Whereas this time last year, you had a staff in place that was aiming as their number one priority for players rated around where Malcolm Dandridge is rated. It was like, and it tricked part of the fan base into thinking, like, if they can get, you know, this kid who's ranked 128th, woohoo, then it's on. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, that, you should recruit Alex Lomax, but he shouldn't be the best player in your class, not at Memphis. And you should recruit Tyler Harris, and you should take him and be glad you got him. But he shouldn't be the best player in your class, not at a place like the University of Memphis. So what's beautiful about this is that they got a top 150 kid. They got Malcolm Dandridge. And it's just like whatever on a Wednesday afternoon. Like Malcolm Dandridge, if things go the way that that staff thinks things are going to go, and I'm not sure that they will, but if they do, Malcolm Dandridge is going to end up being the third, fourth, fifth best player in this class. And that's what a good recruiting class at Memphis is supposed to look like.
No, that's unquestionably true. And we talked about it before. First of all, it is sort of amazing. Like, even after they've been fired, that staff is still bragging about their, I mean,
Esposito,
and I do want him to get a job. So I don't, you know, but he's still bragging about a Byron Jones, right? And it's the Hope Diamond or something that he got. So, yes, that's certainly true. But then beyond that, like, the Malcolm Dandridges of the world are, like, he'll be a four-year player.
Yes.
You can win national championships with the Malcolm Dandridges of the world. And so, and it's the kind of guy who just, James Wiseman, whatever. They may get him, they may not get him. But you should get Malcolm Dandridge, and you should get him in a way that it's some huge, huge fight to get him. You just, Malcolm Dandridge is in town. We'll get Malcolm Dandridge, and then we'll go, add to him. Like, that should be the kind of, you don't want Ole Miss coming in and getting players. You don't want, after all, you know, Wichita State coming in and getting players. You don't want, like, that level of program should not come in and get players. And it looks like now that Penny's doing what he's doing, they're not gonna. Like, yeah, there'll be a fight over James Wiseman, but you don't need to be fighting over Malcolm Dandridge. You get that, you get the commitment, you get locked up, you got a top four player, you got a player for the next 4 years who can help you win championships. And by the way, will fit nicely with what they've already got. I mean, he's very close to Alex Lomax, obviously. It's Penny doing exactly, just like with the raising money, it's Penny doing exactly what we thought he'd do.
Villanova won a national championship with a mixture of five stars and players like Malcolm Dandridge. So, yes, these players are important. Sometimes people like to think that Villanova is not actually as talented as Villanova is. It is true that, like, Dante DiVincenzo, is about like a Malcolm Dandridge recruit. Eric Paschal is about like a Malcolm Dandridge recruit. Phil Booth is about like a Malcolm Dandridge recruit. But Jalen Brunson is a five-star guy. Amari Spellman's a five-star guy. You got to get those as well, but they are in play to get those. And if you get those and you combine them with the Malcolm Dandridges of the world, that is how you do special stuff. Like, that is the recipe to doing special stuff in college basketball. And to your point about you shouldn't be fighting over Malcolm Dandridge, I mean, it's exactly like what a college coach told me when Penny got Alex Lomax and Tyler Harris in a span of, I think it was like 3 days. You know, the coach was like, people are really excited in Memphis, huh? And I was like, yeah, they're super excited. You know, it was a bad 2 years. And he said, yeah, they should be. But any competent staff should have been able to get Alex Lomax and Tyler Harris done. Like, you should have just been able to get that done. Like he wasn't trying to discount what Penny did, but it was just like more of like, it's unbelievable they could not get that done, the previous staff. And that is, it has now seemed like, oh, wow. Because, like, you should be able, you know, a sub 100 recruit like Alex Lomax, if Memphis prioritizes him, Memphis ought to be able to get that done. And a sub 100 recruit like Tyler Harris, if Memphis prioritizes him, it should be able to get those done. Malcolm Dandridge, same thing. And I think what you'll find with this staff, certainly what you've already found with this staff, is that, and honestly, like if a coach from the SEC asked my opinion, this is what I would say. Unless you are Kentucky, Duke, North Carolina, Kansas, or a school like that, or unless you're willing to cheat, don't try to recruit Memphis kids that Memphis is prioritizing, because you will end up losing. You'll be in the top three. You'll get a visit. But ultimately, just like Alex Lomax, give him a reason to come to Memphis, he's going. Tyler Harris, give him a reason to go to Memphis, he's going. Malcolm Dandridge, give him a reason to go to Memphis, he's going. They're not going to lose players that they prioritize to Wichita State and Baylor and schools like that. This staff, I don't believe, will lose players like that. I don't think they'll be in fights. The Malcolm Dandridge is going forward. That's going to be like, if they decide they want them, you can count them. You can count them as committed.
Those guys, you should be waiting on an offer. Am I going to get the Memphis offer? Once you get the Memphis offer, it's over. That's what that should be like, and that's what it feels like it will be like.
I'm talking to Jeff Calkins here at 92.9 FM ESPN. So I said earlier in the week, because I had somebody ask me, a buddy of mine text me during the show. He was like, I'm starting to hear that maybe Wiseman's going to go to Kentucky. And I said earlier in the week, and I'm not predicting anything. It's just like if you made me wager a $5 bill right now one way or the other, that Wiseman probably does go to Kentucky. I'm not ruling Memphis out. And I won't even be shocked if he does go to Memphis. I'm just saying, if you had to pick one or the other right now, I would probably pick Kentucky. Like, if you asked me to do a 24/7 crystal ball prediction as of May 2nd, I would put it for Kentucky. But I still think if they miss on Wiseman, they're going to end up with a top 15 class one way or another.
Yeah, I don't. I would do the same thing. To me, it's just because it's Kentucky. I mean, it's when Tiger Woods was at his zenith. You just pick Tiger Woods, right? Because why not? Because it's the same thing with Calipari, and so yes, I'll pick Kentucky. But there ain't enough guys. No. And obviously, it'll be disappointing if they don't get any of them, right? If they don't get any of them. But I don't think there's any indication that they're not going to get any of them. I mean, as much as Memphis fans are enthusiastic about it, feels like he has truly shaken up the recruiting world as well. I don't think that's manufactured. You know, we had Mark Giannato has gone out to AAU tournaments and has witnessed it already. John Martin went last week to AAU tournaments and has witnessed it already. And maybe they'll discover that they're for Mike Miller to be sitting there watching Matthew Hurt for every single minute of every single game is overreaching, and maybe that's not a guy they can get, a white guy from Minnesota. But he was there for every single minute, every single game,
right.
And he knows him, and he would not have been there if they didn't think he had a shot.
Yeah.
And they're in on enough guys that you will feel like they'll get, you know, one or two, which is what you need.
I will say this, that Memphis once upon a time employed for 9 years the greatest recruiter of student-athletes in college sports history. And they never got a kid like Matthew Hurt. Like, if you get that done, you are doing something that, far as I can tell, no Memphis coach has ever done. And I don't mean just white, but, like, that is, I mean, when you are recruiting to an urban school, like, this stuff, I'll just pin it on John Calipari. They had no success recruiting white players to come to the University of Memphis. And they also had problems. If you remember when some of the great basketball players, Leslie McDonald, Elliot Williams, initially going to Duke, where Memphis was hurt, where it was a great thing for the city because you were taking these basketball players and putting them in wonderful schools. After too many years of Andre Allen not qualifying, Sean Williams not qualifying, products of Memphis City schools, you've got these great basketball players in these private schools out in the suburbs. But I know what they ran into, because, like, I remember talking to the Memphis staff, John Calipari's staff. They said, it's great for those kids, and it's like, but it's not good for us. Because what happens is those parents get those kids out of this city, and then they go, and now we're gonna throw them right back into the city? Like, what? I'm not doing that. I got my kid out. I'm not sending him right back in. And so, like,
recruiting a player like Matthew Hurt out of the region, two-parent family, like, that's going to be tough. I don't think any Memphis coach has ever been able to do anything like that. Top 10 player in the country, out of the region, two-parent family, come to the University of Memphis. John Calipari wouldn't even try this. But I do know that there's a personal relationship there. The only thing I wonder, and I don't know the answer to this, but the only thing I wonder is something that you touched on or hinted at. Because I do believe that Penny and Mike, like, they really do believe that some of this stuff is possible, that if not likely, James Wiseman, Matthew Hurt, Wadford, so on and so forth. Do they think it's going to happen because it's really going to happen? Or is it a case of they've never done this before? And you can be optimistic to a fault sometimes. You know, we'll find out. But, you know, they might just, and I hope this isn't true, but I certainly acknowledge it as a possibility. You might find out that it doesn't matter how good of a relationship you have with a kid outside of this region. If you're trying to bang heads with Duke and Kentucky and North Carolina, you're just not going to, you're not going to win that too often at the University of Memphis, even if the kid loves you to pieces.
Right. I do think, and this is something I've had him touched on before, I think that John, as rough as Memphis has been in terms of reputation and all of that, and the kind of kid it gets, I think John, when he was here, it even got rougher. I'll be honest with you. Like, John was, like, that's the kind of kid he got. And I think these guys expand it because Penny's an icon and because Mike Miller is, you know, he's not a white kid from Minnesota, but he's a white kid from South Dakota.
Right.
Like, so I think, now, it remains to be seen. I think it's one of the great, there are two great mysteries, I think. Hey, what's this going to be like in terms of actually coaching the games? Like, what's it going to be like, as you pointed out, when they're going up against Greg Marshall or whoever else? Like, what is that going to be like? That's one of the great mysteries. And then I even think the greater mystery is, are they going to be able to close? Is this recruiting, this aspirational recruiting, this unbelievably dramatic? They've turned it around at some level. They've turned it around on the Malcolm Dandridge level, the Tyler Harris level, the whatever. The big stuff. Are they going to be able to get that done? And I'm fascinated, because if they are, it'll be like nothing we've ever seen.
That is Jeff Calkins, and he will be back in studio tomorrow 9 a.m. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. That's Jeff Calkins. He'll be in studio for 2 hours, 9 to 11 tomorrow, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. When we come back, interesting story, New York Times today, about the Washington Redskins cheerleaders and a calendar shoot that they did outside of the country and what happened on this calendar shoot. It's a bad look for the Redskins. I'll tell you about it next.
It's pennies from heaven.
I couldn't have dreamed anything any better.
100,000 pennies. Beginning Monday from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. at the top of every hour weekday. Win $1,000. A grand, if you will. Or more specifically, in Memphis, 100,000 pennies. The penny payoff on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Celebrate Cinco de Mayo at Happy Mexican. Beer and margarita specials all day long. Downtown, Privacy Parkway, and Winchester. Put a little happy in you this year at Happy Mexican for Cinco de Mayo.
Eskins King and Marnie, that's Bradley Eskins, James King, and Sam Marnie. They provide expert legal representation in a way that makes you comfortable, because you're going to be able to trust somebody is on your side and finding solutions to the problems you're facing, including problems like sexual harassment in the workplace, sexual misconduct in the workplace. For decades and decades, people, both men and women, were hesitant to speak up for a variety of reasons, sometimes self-preservation. You're just worried that if you speak up on this particular topic, it could cost you your job, maybe even your career. But over the past year, more than people than ever have been breaking their silence. And if you are interested in being the next, if you're dealing with stuff that is not only wrong but illegal in the workplace, let Bradley Eskins, James King, and Sam Marnie guide you through the process. Again, they'll make you comfortable and make sure you make no missteps on your path to doing what you probably ought to do. So you can get in touch with them at 528-8888, 528-8888. Tell them Gary Parrish told you to call. It's Eskins King and Marnie on the web, EskinsKing.com.
Everybody's doing podcasts, so why not me? And why not do it in my favorite place, the Xfinity Store? First, some dramatic podcast music. And now, some real talk on saving. Xfinity has great Wi-Fi with the fastest internet. And you can get Xfinity Mobile included with your internet. Up to 5 lines. Ask how you can save over $500 the first year when you switch from AT&T. I'd use the savings to buy more sound effects. These don't grow on trees, people.
Simple, easy, awesome. Now through May 23rd, get started with up to 25 megabits per second internet speed for only $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. And for a limited time, ask how you can get a $200 prepaid card with Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires equal bill, paperless billing, and auto pay. Monthly charge increases by $5. Restrictions apply. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Compares Xfinity's performance starter internet and one mobile line with unlimited data to AT&T's Internet 50 and one line of unlimited wireless is at $425.18. Actual savings vary.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for years, the amazing work that Lee and Lauren Cooper have been doing at Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park. In fact, for 8+ years, because Cooper Systems, they've been a sponsor of the Gary Parrish Show since day one, and they've never left. That's a testament to them. It's a testament to you, and you've heard me tell you about the great work they're doing at Cooper Systems for a long, long time. Now it's time to hear from you guys.
Got a great deal on an Apple Mac from Cooper Systems. Literally half the price of the big box stores I just searched before I've heard about Cooper.
The road a lot, and one day my laptop got the epic blue screen of death, and I thought I lost all my files. Cooper Systems was able to retrieve everything and even installed a new drive to make my computer faster and better than ever.
I'm one of those people Gary always refers to as the looking up stuff you're not supposed to guy. Yep, that leads to computer viruses. Cooper can take care of you, and like the ad says, they won't judge you.
That's Cooper Systems. Call them 360-9679 on the web. You can check them out at coopersystems.com.
Howie, my favorite Mother's Day gift is my family ring I got from Robert Irwin Jewelers.
That's right. We custom made it for you using the birthstones of your children.
And people stop me all the time and ask me about it.
So this week, at Robert Irwin Jewelers, we're running a sale on Mother's Rings. All you have to do is go to rijewelers.com, click on the family jewelry banner. We'll get you a custom quote on the Mother's Ring of your choice or necklace.
Howie, custom made sounds expensive.
Well, actually, they start at $109.
Go online now, rijewelers.com.
Get a quote to custom make your family ring or pendant.
Mother's Day is May 13th. Show mom how much she means with the Mother's Day relaxation package from East Memphis Florist. They put together the perfect gift. A beautiful mixed spring bouquet, UC bath bombs, 3 Tyler candles, and a Tyler candle wax melt. All starting as low as $65 plus delivery. Available all over Shelby and Tipton counties. Make this Mother's Day truly special with East Memphis Florist. Mom will be glad you did. Call 1-800-451-2356 or visit MemphisTNFlorist.com.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live.
The Gary Parrish Show is live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studio.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the... made for the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. Filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. How smooth is it, Brett Carson?
You know, it's so smooth you can drink it straight,
it's
Gary.
It's so smooth you can drink it straight. And that's the 80 proof. But if you want to really kick it up a notch, you can get that Black Label 100 proof as well.
Wow.
It really is what I get when I'm in the wine and spirit store. The reason is simple. It's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. You can pay more, but why would you do that? You got other things to spend your money on. It's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America.
Like dolls.
Like LeBron James dolls.
I mean.
10-inch.
Yeah, 10-inch plush LeBron doll.
Yeah.
But rather than do that, spend it on New Amsterdam.
You save money on New Amsterdam vodka, you got more money to spend on LeBron James dolls.
Good point, Gary.
Thank you, Brad. Fastest growing brand vodka, United States of America. And with the support of listeners of the Gary Parrish Show, we have turned Memphis into the number one New Amsterdam market per capita in the entire country. They got flavored vodkas as well. Apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, and raspberry. Try one, try them all just next time you're in the liquor store, restaurant, or bar. Ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. 543, Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And before we get out of here, obviously, we still have dinner to go, to come, so don't leave me yet. But I read this story earlier today, New York Times, well-reported story about the Washington Redskins cheerleaders. So they get like 7 cheerleaders speaking anonymously, but speaking to the New York Times, describing a photo shoot that they went on back in 2013. The cheerleading industry in general has come under...
Yeah, it's been an issue recently.
Because... 2 former cheerleaders have filed a lawsuit alleging all these things. And so the topic of just cheerleaders for professional franchises is a thing.
Harassment, some different things, yeah.
And So the Redskins cheerleaders are they're going to go to Costa Rica for a calendar shoot.
Mm.
And so they get there for the calendar shoot.
Okay.
And it's a calendar for the Redskins so that there is no nudity.
Right. This is a regular just...
like swimsuits and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, okay.
But they are asked to take nude photos while they're there.
Oh, that's different.
And while they're doing the calendar shoot,
mm.
and in some cases the women are just wearing paint. In some cases they're wearing bottoms but no tops.
But paint? Those painted swimsuits. I see what you're saying.
And so this is going on, and they notice that there's a group of men just sort of like hanging out watching.
Oh.
And these men have nothing to do with the calendar. They are suite holders with the Redskins. Like they own a luxury box at the stadium.
Okay.
And they were invited to go as like a perk of being somebody who spends that kind of money with the Washington Redskins. So what you've got is these cheerleaders going down to Costa Rica to do a photo shoot. And you've got wealthy Redskins fans invited by the organization to go and really just like watch it, just like stare at young women. Like it's just rich old men staring at young women. And then the young women are also asked to take nude photos, even though they will not be used in the calendar. And now these men are standing there watching these women nude.
That's crazy.
Okay, so then they think that's crazy, too. Like, what are these men doing here?
Yeah, why are the gawkers over there?
They're just rich Redskins fans.
Who are
fans.
Those guys?
They're just rich Redskins fans who want to see your naked body.
They have the privilege like of being here because like of them paying money for
like
me.
It's like, listen, I love naked
that's
bodies
like pimping.
As much as anybody.
Yeah.
More than most.
Sure. Well, I don't know, Gary.
But I would feel like a creepo.
It's a little oogie.
Flying to Costa Rica to watch cheerleaders do a calendar shoot.
Oh,
like, I would
weird.
Feel like a creepo.
I would feel the same
It gets
way.
Worse. So the calendar shoot's over.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever, like, runs this organization, the cheerleading aspect of it,
mm-hmm.
says, all right, all you guys got to get showered and get dressed. You're going to the club tonight. This bus will pick you up. And you're going to entertain these suite holders who are down here, the same dudes who were at the photo shoot. So not only are they flown down there to watch you be naked on a beach, now you are expected to go out with them and show them a good time, whatever that means.
Wow.
And they're just like, what are you asking us to do? Like these rich Redskins fans are basically being told, hey, because you're such good customers of our franchise, why don't you come watch our cheerleaders get naked? And then afterward, they'll shower up and they'll take you out to the club all night. Like, what in the
what
world?
What in the world?
And it's like, it really is so, bananas. Like, imagine if this were a movie set.
Right.
Like, if Jennifer Lawrence were doing a nude scene and suddenly there's 20
gawkers,
gross men on
right.
set.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Lawrence is like, hold up, who are those people? And they're like, and like Universal Studios is like, well, those are like 20 of our best clients.
Uh-huh.
And so we told them they could come watch the nude scene. Like, what?
Bizarre.
Like, you wouldn't even occur.
No.
It wouldn't even occur to you. And yet that's essentially what happened with the Redskins down in Costa Rica. So now the franchise is having to answer all sorts of questions, and they're denying parts of it but acknowledging mistakes in other areas. But the idea that anybody would ever just think that's
so
okay.
Weird. No.
We're going to invite rich dudes.
Yeah, meeting is that, Gary?
Okay, here's what we'll do.
Here's the idea.
We're going to fly our cheerleaders, who make nothing, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to fly them down to Costa Rica.
Pay them a talent fee.
Put them in bikinis.
Yeah.
And then get them naked.
We'll
we'll bring some of our best customers just to watch them get naked. Then we'll make the cheerleaders take them out at night. Like, the idea that got past...
Crazy.
The idea that somebody didn't go...
Well, hold up.
Doesn't that sound creepy to some anybody else in here? Does anybody else in the room think it's... wrong?
Were there no women in that boardroom?
To let a 65-year-old rich man fly to Costa Rica and stand and stare at our naked cheerleaders who really don't even need to be naked because we're not shooting naked pictures for the calendar? Like, does anybody else think that that's kind of creepy?
It's creepo.
And could you even accept the invitation? Like,
I like naked bodies, but you ain't going in there. It looks weird. It's weird.
You just feel like
oogie.
I would think you...
like a weirdo. The creep?
I would feel like a creepo.
Hey, there's Parrish over there watching the girls.
That's
creepy.
Like standing on the beach watching naked girls in a photo shoot. Like if you walk up on it, that's one thing.
Yeah. Oh.
You're
on vacation.
You're on vacation.
They happen to be on site.
What are you going
to
do?
It happened.
Your eyes.
Whoops.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Whoa.
Didn't know
you guys are clearly doing something over here.
I didn't know you were here.
Right.
But like, deliberately accepting an offer to fly to Costa Rica just to watch cheerleaders get naked on a beach seems like a creepy thing to do. So they got to figure that out in Washington, and then they need to change that stupid Redskins name, too. Dinner to Go's up next.
Make a splash Mother's Day weekend by participating in the Duncan Williams St. Jude Dragon Boat Races at Mud Island River Park in the Wolf River Lagoon on May 12th. Teams are forming now. No experience necessary. Coaching will be available so participants can practice paddling the 300-meter course on the Mississippi River. Visit stjude.org/dragonboat to learn how you can have fun while supporting the mission of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children.
Welcome to the boat!
It's Cinco de Mo's on Saturday, May 5th, and we're about to get a little loco.
Skydiving is awesome!
Okay, maybe that's a little bit too loco.
Taking the tags off my mattress.
Oh, I don't think so.
Crowd surfing, right?
That's a little loco. And on Saturday, May 5th, we're giving away free t-shirts while supplies last. That's just how crazy we are. Let's get a little loco on Cinco de Mo's.
Golfers will love the ridges at Village Creek, a 27-hole Andy Dias signature course in Village Creek State Park. Featuring the rolling terrain of Crowley's Ridge, dramatic elevation changes, and the backdrop of the hardwood forest. Open daily, including a clubhouse, pro shop, practice green, and targeted driving range. Plus golf carts included with greens fee. Come visit this jewel of a course in Wynn, Arkansas. Book a tee time at 870-238-5226 or visit the ridges at villagecreekgolf.com. Sponsored by the Wynn Economic Development Corporation. Join them for a one-player scramble on April 28th.
How your teeth look can affect how you feel about yourself, and with today's advancements in dentistry, it's easy to change that appearance in just a few simple visits. Yes, you really can get a wider smile in less than 2 hours, and you won't ever dread going to the dentist anymore. Not after you check out the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby in the Forum Building. The Smile Center, it is central to everything, and it's also comfortable and convenient. And this is Gary Parrish telling you, I'm speaking from experience. This is where my family goes. It's where your family should go. So if you're looking for a dentist, or if your dentist doesn't even know your name, call Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He and his staff, they make it really easy to take care of your smile, whether you're in need of a routine cleaning or something more cosmetic. That's the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby. You can get more information at SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com, or call today to make an appointment. 309-1333, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center, taking comfort to a whole new level.
There's savings, and then there's big savings. The kind of savings you can always find at your neighborhood Kroger. With low prices and delicious choices, plus personalized coupons and ClickList to help you shop and save anytime from anywhere, so you get more for less at Kroger.
Say hello to new low prices and weekly sale prices, too, like red seedless grapes for 88 cents a pound with card. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Hot weather is finally on the way, and James Davis is loaded with perfect performance fabrics and shorts, pants, and even casual sport coats for when you're headed to a party and the wife doesn't want you in your normal golf attire. This is Gary Parrish. I've been telling you about James Davis for years. Store's amazing. We're lucky to have it here in Memphis, and right now, they've got great items at great prices, including Stant custom shirts. Here's how it works. You walk in, and the folks at James Davis take three measurements, literally take seconds. Then they punch those measurements into a computer, and it spits out the name of one of 99 shirts inside James Davis. You're going to grab that shirt, put it on, and realize quickly that it looks like it was made specifically for you. Then you pick the fabric and the pattern, and a shirt will be made specifically for you, and it'll be ready in just 7 days. Prices start as low as $98, and check this out. Big and tall sizes are now available. James Davis can fit up to a 22-inch neck or a 40-inch sleeve. Beyond that, Paul Bettany suits are still available, two for just $7.95, regularly $5.95 each, but right now, two for just $7.95, and as always, free alteration. So you know where to go for the best in men's clothing in Memphis. It's James Davis, Laurelwood Shopping Center, on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
So for 8 years of my life, I was walking around with a terrible piece of art on my body. I didn't like it. It was a bad decision, and I needed something that was going to make me feel better about myself. So where'd I go? I went to Trilogy Tattoo, 530 South Highland, and they hooked me up, and now I feel like Aquaman. They made me feel like a superhero. They'll do the same for you. They do the best work. 530 South Highland, they've been voted Memphis Best Of in the Memphis Flyer every year. Just call them, 901-327-0404, or visit them on the web at trilogymemphis.com.
Orion Federal Credit Union, redefining banking. We offer several checking options designed to fit your lifestyle.
Visit OrionFCU.com to find out more.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live.
The Gary Parrish Show is live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
You know, Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 13th. Don't let it sneak up on you. And if you're looking for a great present for that wonderful mother in your life, whether it's your actual mother, or your wife who's a mother, your girlfriend who's a mother, your neighbor who's a mother, or your mistress who's a mother, whatever. Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. Like, just any mother. I ain't judging nobody.
No. Mom's a mom.
Mom's a mom, right? Mom's a mom. Go with Sherry's Berries, starting at $19.99 right now. And you can double the berries for only $10 more. And in this particular week, if you double the berries for just $10 more, your gift is going to also include something extra. Specifically, Sherry's super popular dipped caramel pretzel rods. Now, your berries are going to arrive in Sherry's Berries signature gift box with a beautiful ribbon, so no gift wrap is required. So I'm making this as easy as I can possibly make it on you. And the strawberries, they're juicy, dipped in milk, dark and white chocolatey goodness, then topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and signature swizzles. The chocolate dipped caramel pretzel rods are crowd favorite, and they're topped with chocolate chips and swizzles. And you can get all of that right now for just $19.99 plus shipping and handling if you double the berries for only $10 more. I've been telling you about Sherry's Berries for years. I've been a customer of Sherry's Berries for years. It's inexpensive, it's awesome, and it's going to come right to your door. So it's convenient. So again, don't let Mother's Day sneak up on you. Go to berries.com. That's berries.com. And then click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and use my code PARISH. P-A-R-R-I-S-H, and it'll get you hooked up with all the deals. That's B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Then microphone, top right-hand corner. Enter the code PARISH, and you'll be good to go. That's Sherry's Berries on the web, berries.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, a Folks Folly original.
It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
We learned a lot. We learned a lot about what you should and should not ask your professional cheerleaders to do. We learned a lot about basketball recruiting. We learned a lot about the beef between Charles Barkley and Draymond Green. But mostly we learned that you're a 5'10" rapper. You don't need to be challenging 6'10" basketball players to fist fights, because you'll probably end up on the wrong end of that. When we've lost enough hip-hop stars to senseless violence.
Yeah.
Most famously, Tupac and Biggie in a span of a few months. Mm. We don't need to also lose Drake at the hands of Kendrick Perkins. We should learn from our past mistakes. Let's keep our rappers alive. Drake, keep yourself alive.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Jazz Rockets game 2. Western Conference semifinals, Toyota Center in Houston. Rockets won game 1, 110-96. Got 41 points from James Harden in that one. Houston, 11-point favorite tonight. Wow. Tips at 7. You can watch it on TNT.
What should I watch on TV?
Well, Get Out is on HBO Signature at 6:15. Office Space is on Stars at 7:25. A new episode of The Americans, which is getting intense, is on FX at 9 o'clock. If you're up late, Stormy Daniels' lawyer, Michael Avenatti, is going to be on Stephen Colbert. Jaden Smith's on Jimmy Fallon. Sugarland's on Jimmy Kimmel. Aubrey Plaza is on Conan, and Will Ferrell, he'll be on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, Dan Wetzel wrote a nice column about Drake and Kendrick Perkins and the ridiculousness that is Drake thinking he wants to fight Kendrick Perkins. So if you haven't read that yet, go find it, Yahoo Sports.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
It'll be Thursday, so we'll look back at Jazz Rockets. Get ready for Cavs Raptors, Sixers Celtics. John Martin in the first hour. Former University of Memphis star, current Chicago Bear Anthony Miller, going to join me in the second hour. Should be fun. Enjoy your night. I'll enjoy mine. Meet me back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful. Be kind. Be good. Rep your hood.
Memphis is number one sports player. The Radio.com app is the official new home of 92.9 FM ESPN. Download it today to listen anytime, anywhere.
It just keeps getting bigger. The jackpot for Tennessee Cash is now over $1.5 million. The next drawing is tonight, so stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and make your play today. It's your cash, Tennessee. Come and get it.
This week at Robert Irwin Jewelers, custom-made family jewelry just in time for Mother's Day. Head online to rijewelers.com and get a quote on your mother's ring or mother's pendant. Custom-made starting at $109. rijewelers.com.
What's happening around your home when you're asleep or when you're away? Now's a great time to add security cameras from Phrase Protection. With mobile apps, you can see what's going on anytime from any place. At Phrase, you'll get the latest security technology at affordable pricing, backed by the award-winning Phrase Service Department right here in Memphis. Mention this radio ad and you'll get 10% off your next equipment purchase. For the latest in home security, it's Phrase Protection.
Call 755-1800. Your local home security pros, Phrase Protection.
Every interaction I've had with USAA has been an amazing experience, whether it's just an inquisitive phone call or the couple of times my wife has had to make an insurance claim.
I had to file a renter's insurance claim with USAA one time. There's nothing fun about making insurance claims, but I immediately called USAA and they took care of all of the logistics. I could not believe how fast everything was taken care of. USAA was amazing.
Whenever I meet any veteran, first words out of my mouth, thank you for serving this country. Do you have USAA? If you don't, you better give them a call because they'll take care of you. I love USAA. They're almost like an extension of the family. We're the Cochran family, and we'll be USAA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.